Right now, 8 votes separate the winner from the loser in the Republican primary contest for Utah House District 53. The district covers parts of Summit, Morgan, Duchesne, Daggett, and Rich counties. All of those counties held vote-by-mail elections. They are rural counties, and according to Justin Lee with the Lieutenant Governor's Office, most of the mail is processed in Salt Lake City and Provo, then sent to their final destination. Primary election day was June 28th this year, and according to state law, mail-in ballots had to be postmarked by June 27th in order to count. Lee says there's a provision in the law that allows ballots dropped off at a rural post office to still be counted, even if the postmark says it's too late.
When vote-by-mail first started, we did hear of some cases where it was getting dropped off and they weren't being postmarked, and that's where that provision of law came in that allowed some kind of, you know, receive mark or something from a post office. So, yeah, that provisional law was there to kind of fix an issue that came up.
But Summit County Clerk Kent Jones says all of the ballots his office received were clearly postmarked, and he only counted the ones that said the 27th or before.
I know that there is a concern that if somebody mailed the ballot or dropped it off at the post office on, say, the 27th, on Monday, the day before election, if it goes to Salt Lake to be processed and then returned back, does it get a 28 postmark on it or does it get a 27 postmark on it? I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know what the process for the post office has.
Lawmakers met Wednesday for the interim legislative session at the state capitol. The Government Operations Committee addressed an elections cleanup bill, but Lee says there's nothing related to vote by mail on that agenda. And Jones says that's the only way any change can happen.
Seems like there's a chink in the armor with vote by mail if you're relying on that outside agency, such as the post office, to ensure that you get ballots in time.
Well, that's an issue that's going to have to either be resolved by the Postal Service or by the legislature if they want to change the requirement. But I don't have a choice.
The Lieutenant Governor's Office will do their official vote count on July 26th. Right now in the race for Utah District 53, Logan Wild has 2,490 votes, and incumbent Mel Brown has 2,482. Lee says Brown can ask for a recount after the 26th. KPCW asked both men if those 165 ballots could be part of a recount.
You know, if there's recounts, like then you know, things get reexamined. But, you know, I wouldn't want to comment a whole lot on that without, you know, really knowing a lot of the specifics.
I'd be really surprised if it did, because the state code's clear on how we handle those ballots, and unless that was changed, I don't know how anybody would interpret it different.
If you want to make sure your vote was counted, you can check at vote.utah.gov. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.